Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow. You all have just been enjoying a great, great hour of the Dr. Pat Show, and we want to thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. We got a great show for you today. You know, this is really a topic for me that has been so near and dear to my heart, and that is the conversation of gratitude. And it is absolutely incredible to have met two amazing women that have created for all of us a new understanding about what gratitude means, and for all of us out there to understand how we can infuse our lives with gratitude, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening in the economy, regardless of how tough things might be one day to the next. And, you know, this is really, thanks to Angie and Sylvie, who are joining me here today, Angie Archero and Sylvie Olivier, who are joining me here today, the founders of Exploration Gratitude. Now, here's what we're going to do today, before I tell you about today's topic. We are going to open up the phone lines. And the reason that we're going to do this is because this is where all of us get to have some help along the way. And what I mean by that is, for any of you that call in throughout the show, we're going to be able to pull a fabulous, fabulous message for you. And the gratitude messages are incredible. Sylvie and Angie are going to tell you a little bit about what they are and how they work in a minute. But I want you to write down the number for the show. It's toll-free. Anyone out there that would like a message, a reading on gratitude for yourselves for today, we are going to open up these phone lines for you starting now. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And what we're going to do to kick this off is we're actually going to pull a Angie and Sylvie are going to pull a message for me. But before we start, let me just tell you a little bit about these ladies. You know, this is really taking a look at your life and creating a platform that is absolutely so beautiful, so powerful. Angie is the executive leadership coach, trainer, speaker, business consultant. You know, she's been someone that has been infused in the business world and professional coach and consultant for years. You know, the notion of gratitude, the idea of gratitude, is one that she lives and breathes every day. Gratitude is a way of being. You know, changing the way we look at gratitude is what these two ladies are all about. Sylvie is joining me here as well. You know, somebody that has looked at her life, understands, you know, what it means to study alternative medicine. What does it mean to look at certain modalities like EFT and GTT? And the bottom line, though, she's also the author of the book Gratitude in Action, which is a fabulous book, Actions of Gratitude. And the process of health for her is one of a holistic process. So today's show is for all of you. We are going to take your calls throughout the show. But before we get started with our topic today, which is gratitude time, shape your time to create your epic life with the third sphere of gratitude, time. Angie and Sylvie are going to explain what the spheres are, and we've got some very, very important offers. But I want to welcome each of you, Angie, Sylvie. Welcome to the show.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Dr.
So
Pat. Before we start in the topic, I would like for you to explain the messages, at what they are, and what we're going to be pulling for each caller that calls into the show. And by the way, if you're at work and you can't call in, go to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com, and on the right-hand side, give us your name and information, and we will make sure that we pull a gratitude message for you. Tell us about the messages, because they're very, very powerful.
Sylvie?
Okay, okay. You know, the messages are usually you pull one a day. So these are 365 messages of gratitude, and they are all related to the seven spheres of gratitude. So they help you focus your attention and intention during the day. But for now, we will pull several, as many as we need, to give them. And so to give this infusion of gratitude to every listener, and it will be a message that will be pulled specifically for this person. And I know that each time a person pulls out a message, it's always related to something that they are experiencing in their life. So it's a great inspiration for them.
Well, let's start this off by pulling one for me. I would love to start the show off with that.
Okay. So, the key to access the richness of my heart that conceals my longing desires is gratitude.
I love it. And, you know, part of this is for today's show is infusing the airwaves with the vibration of gratitude. So thank you both for joining me here today. For those of you that would like a gratitude message pulled today during the show, we have opened up the phone lines, 1-800-930-2819. And please feel free to call in. And throughout the show, we'll make sure that you get your gratitude message. You know, let's talk about this sphere of gratitude, time. You know, just about every time you turn a corner here, Angie, Sylvie, you can hear somebody saying that they don't have enough time for something. You know, there's not enough time to go to the gym. There's not enough time, you know, to get the kinds of things done in our lives. There's not a new time, not enough time to meditate. There's not enough time, you know, to do that creative project. It's just not enough time. No time, no time, no time, no time.
No time.
No, I'm sorry. Is that a bad thing that I'm saying that? Because honestly, I don't want to bring that consciousness into my life. The phones are ringing. We've got people calling in. Gail, we're going to get you in a minute. But let's just set the stage for people about, you know, this energy, this no-time energy that's built up. How do we change the way that we look at the meaning of time when we really are, ladies, stuck in the daily grind? I got to pick my kid up. I got to pick my laundry up. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go to the grocery store. My God, I'm just tired talking about it. So how do we change the way we look at it?
Yes. But, you know, I truly remember what it is and what it was to be stuck in the daily grind. I didn't have time, not at all, because all my time was devoted to my daughter who was so sick. But, you know, at some point I felt that I had to take at least 5-10 minutes to write in my journal about the things that I was grateful for. And when everything seems to fall apart and that you are stressed out and worried and sad, you may think that at first that you don't have a lot to be grateful for. But this is when I started to realize how grateful I was to be able to use my five senses. I could see the beauties of life. I could hear my daughters saying that they love me. I could smell the fragrance of a flower and so on. So I started by this. And most of us have access to our senses. It's a great way to begin with. And when we open the lid, the inspiration comes, and we have more and more to be grateful for. So taking this 5-10 minutes, it's not so long on clock time, and it transformed my life. And we have another way also. If people don't feel called to write in a journal, there's another way. We can introduce the power of gratitude regarding time in our life and take 1 or 2 minutes when we wake up, just before we open our eyes, and appreciate to be in a warm bed with comfortable pillows and sheets, and just breathe into gratitude for that. So instead of rushing and using our mind to hurry, we train ourselves to be relaxed and calm, and we connect with peace. and the rest of the day will follow with that. It's really simple, but it works.
Yes, if I may share from my point of view, you know, Dr. Pat, Sylvie has been such an inspiration to me to welcome gratitude in my life. And when you're, you know, in business, in the corporate world, we deal with the daily grind every single day. And so last November, I made a decision to apply to my life as many of the products that we have created for two reasons. First, I wanted to create a sacred space inside of me where I could welcome and receive the essence of gratitude in my life at any time. And second, it was to share my experiences with the world. So I began by writing a minimum of 5 gratitudes a day in my journal. And quite often, you know, it could be anywhere between 8 and 10. And it's one of my ways to release the meaning of time in my life. But there was a very pivotal moment that occurred on a relatively, you know, quiet Sunday in January this year, where it seemed to me that nothing had occurred out of the ordinary. I was so busy, nothing had occurred to me. And it wasn't easy for me to complete, you know, 5 gratitudes. So what I did was I simply closed my eyes and I focused on my breathing for a moment and I asked myself, how did I experience my day today? And then all of a sudden, there was this scene that played out of a moment during the day that I had completely taken for granted that was so special. I had taken a drive with my sister and my niece, who's 18, to a big electronics retail outlet because my nephew, who's 21, works there, and my sister needed to bring him something. And as we met him, you know, he kissed his mother, of course, his sister, and then me. And to me, this is so natural. But I really didn't think anything of it until in that moment I heard a replay of a comment my niece made. You know, she said, Mom, isn't it incredible that Alex came over and kissed all of us in the store while he was working? And my sister's response was, you know, Alex is never embarrassed to show his affection. When I heard both comments, I realized, my goodness, I took this moment for granted. From that moment on, I made a choice to have an awareness of things that I take for granted, that I'm grateful for every day. And, you know, and the only way to do that is to be present, is to be in the moment, not in the past, not in the future, but really present in the moment.
I love this.
Wow.
You know, I'm telling you, we've got the phones ringing here. We've got instant messages coming in. People want their gratitude message. You ladies are so inspirational. The platform, what you've developed, explorationgratitude.com, has changed my life and the way that I live it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Gail, we're going to get right to the phone. We're going to make sure that we pull some messages for you, for those of you on instant feedback. Dal, Myra, we are going to pull instant messages for you as well. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you would love to have Angie or Sylvie pull a message for you, a gratitude message, and we're going to tell you how you can get your own set of gratitude messages, then please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And then also you can go to our instant feedback by going to drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, just put your information in, and we will get you your gratitude message for today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, explorationgratitude.com. That's where you're going to want to go. It is, for me, the most amazing website that I've ever seen. The vibration, the energy from it. You go to the site and you feel completely lifted, and then you become infused with gratitude. We're talking about gratitude time, how to shape your time to create your epic life with what they call the third sphere of gratitude. When you go to the website, explorationgratitude.com, you're going to see in the header, you're going to see these beautiful spheres. It's the most gorgeous thing that I've ever seen. The energy and the vibration from it is just amazing. But more importantly, really, I think, is the message that Angie and Sylvie bring, and how each of us can infuse our lives with some amazing gratitude tools. Yeah, Angie, why don't you take a moment and let folks know a little bit about what you have out there for them, and then we'll go right to the phones.
With pleasure, Dr. Pat. In this moment, our product highlight, actually. Oh, it's always the question of time. From our Gratitude Living Boutique is our wonderful Gratitude Journal and Bungee Bookmark, which usually sells for $39.95, but we're offering it for $29.95 between March 17 and April 22nd, which is Earth Day, by the way. And with each Gratitude Journal and Bungee Bookmark, we will include a set of 10 Infusion Gratitude Bookmarks for free. All our products are infused with the essence of gratitude, which infuses the reader with high frequency. So to get today's promotion, our book, Gratitude Journal and Bungee Bookmark, we invite you to visit our website at www.explorationgratitude.com. As well, our 365 messages of gratitude are also on our Gratitude Living Boutique. So be inspired and be infused to read your own messages of gratitude every day. Back to you, Dr. Pat.
I love it. Benny, let's go to the phone. I believe we have Gail from Connecticut waiting to have a message pulled for her.
Yep, she's been connected. So, Gail, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, thank you very much.
Hello.
Yes, I would love for us to pull a message for you. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Sylvie.
Yeah, it's gratitude leaves a trace behind her everywhere. I am a link in her universal chain. And I will say it in French also.
La gratitude trace un sillon derrière elle. Je suis un maillon de cette chaîne universelle. Wow.
Now,
it's
Gail,
so great.
Gail, how does that feel for you?
It was very broken up. I couldn't really hear what she was saying.
Well, let's say it again, Sylvie.
Gratitude leaves a trace behind her everywhere. I am a link in her universal chain.
I heard I am a link, but it's broken up.
Well, maybe, Angie, we're going to have you read it and have Sylvie do the French.
Not sure. Sylvie, why don't you read it, and I will repeat after you. I don't have the gratitude message in front of me.
Beautiful.
Yes. Okay, it's gratitude leaves a trace behind her everywhere.
Gratitude leaves her trace behind her everywhere.
I am a link in her universal chain.
I am a link in her universal chain.
Oh, that's beautiful.
There you go, Gail.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And this is the way we're going to do these so that everybody can hear. Let's go take an instant feedback message. We've got Myra that called in or sent us a message from Renton. What is my gratitude message? Thank you so much.
Okay. May I give it a try, Sylvie?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The essence of gratitude is a rich lesson. It teaches us a new art of living. L'essence de la gratitude est riche d'enseignements. Elle nous apprend un nouvel art de vivre.
Thank
How did
you.
That feel?
That feels great. That feels absolutely great. Let's do one more, and then we'll get back to the conversation of time. Dal has sent in a message from Pennsylvania. I am feeling lost. I look forward to hearing the message from me.
Okay. Sylvie, you want to try?
Yes, of course, but I don't know if the line is okay. I will try again. Okay. So gratitude always finds its way to the heart of each one. La gratitude retrouve toujours son chemin jusqu'au cœur de chacun.
Mm. Wow, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Let's talk about, and for those of you out there that want us to pull a gratitude message for you today, we have a toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Marcel, we will get to you in a moment. For those of you out there that want to send your gratitude request in through the drpatshow.com, instant feedback on the right-hand side, and transformationtalkradio.com. Let's talk about, you know, the difference between clock time and subjective time. And, you know, clock time is what I was alluding to when I said, you know, I don't have time to go to the grocery store, I don't have time for this, mm-hmm. I don't have time to write my book. Sylvie, talk a little bit about the difference between clock time and subjective time.
Yes, of course. We all have 24 hours a day. This is a fact. But how we perceive these hours are different for each one of us. That is what we call subjective time. It's the perception of time. When you absolutely love what you're doing at home or in your job, when you love the people around you and your circumstances, time goes so fast. And at the opposite, when you are bored or sad at home or in your job, time seems to slow down. This class will never finish, or, you know, I don't love my work. I want to do something else. I want to go home. It's the same clock time, but experienced differently. And we can also learn how to stretch time. And this is also observed subjective time. When you have only 1 hour of clock time, but you know you need more time to accomplish your task, instead of being in a hurry and try to do everything at once and be stressed out, it's possible to align yourself with peace. Then you are more focused, and you can do things that would have taken so much more time usually in a fraction of this time. And I have a personal experience that I could share.
Perfect.
You know, at some point, I had 1 hour ride to come back home, and I knew I would be late for my appointment. And this ride always takes 1 hour. So I chose to stop worrying and put my focus on my breathing and my feeling of peace and gratitude. And believe it or not, I've done it in 45 minutes. And I was not late. I was calm. And it's, we only need to practice this. Because when we hear it for the first time, we say to ourselves, well, it's not possible. What are you talking about? But it is. It is possible because it's under perceived signs, so the subjective signs. This is how we live every minute, and we can stretch this time also. So instead of saying, I don't have enough time, I'm always in a hurry, when we say those things, we put ourselves in this kind of vibration, and we will never have enough time. But instead of that, you know, just slow down, breathe, and welcome this peace and this feeling of gratitude inside of yourself. And when you are in this state of the present moment, anything is possible. So you can
I love that message.
Watch time.
I love that message. But, you know, and then, you know, for many of us, we have to hear you remind us of this because we do get caught up. We get caught up in so many ways. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a journey along the line of exploring gratitude. ExplorationGratitude.com. Angie and Sylvie joining me here today. You know, when we come back, we're going to be able to talk about, you know, this thing called subjective time. What does it mean in our worlds? What does it mean in business? What does it mean in terms of how to bring this in to work for us? We're also pulling these fabulous gratitude messages throughout the show today. If you want to give us a shout so we can pull one for you, 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to go to our instant feedback message board as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. But to hear,
to be consoled. The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. the healthy chocolate. Josiah is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Josiah, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Marcel, we're going to pull a gratitude message for you in a moment. Thank you all for tuning us and turning us on. Angie, Sylvie joining us here today. They have created Exploration Gratitude, and I would love for all of you to check it out. Go to explorationgratitude.com. Before we jump into talking about this thing that we're calling subjective time and the relationship and business, Angie, just let us know again what we've got going on in the Gratitude Living Boutique.
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. This month, our product highlight in our Gratitude Living Boutique is our Gratitude Journal and Bungee Bookmark, which usually sells for $39.95, but we're offering it to the listeners for $29.95 between March 17 and April 22nd, which is Earth Day. And with each purchase, we will include a set of 10 Infusion of Gratitude bookmarks for free. All our products are infused with the essence of gratitude, which infuses the reader with high frequency. So to get today's promotion, our book, our Gratitude Journal and Bungee Bookmark, we invite you to visit our website at explorationgratitude.com. As well, you can get your own 365 messages of gratitude by visiting our Gratitude Living Boutique as well today.
Excellent. So, Dr. Pat. Thank you. Let's pull a message for for one of our listeners, Marcel. Let's go ahead and do that. She would like to have a gratitude answer, please.
Of course. Okay, it's today I contemplate Mother Nature with a renewed consciousness and I give grace to her. Aujourd'hui, je contemple la nature avec une conscience renouvelée et je lui rends grâce. Wow. How about that, Marcel?
I think it's great. One of the things that we are talking about, when you use the word contemplate, we often don't really take time to take a look at the things that are right in front of us. You know, this thing called subjective time, it's really quite an interesting phenomenon. And Angie, I wanted you to talk about how we can bring that subjective time into business and why that's so important to do that.
Absolutely. You know, the best way, Dr. Pat, to respond to this question is to say that in business today, we should be managing our energy and not our time. You know, when we succeed managing our energy, we have access to subjective time. So let me explain this. You know, today in the workplace, we're overwhelmed or burned out because of two very specific things: excessive number of hours in a work week for long periods of time, and spending too many hours juggling too many things at the same time depletes us of life force. Now, because we're always doing something, we are relentlessly burning down our reservoir of energy over the course of the day. We have less and less available energy with every hour that passes. When we're always demanding or expecting instant responses, you know, at every moment of the day, it forces people to be in a reactive mode. It fractures their attention and makes it difficult for them to sustain focus on their priorities. Thus the expression, I'm running out of time. There isn't enough hours in a day to get this work done. I'll never meet the deadline. And because in all this busyness, you know, we've lost brief breaks. We no longer have finish lines and boundaries. Everything is endless. Everything is important and needs to get done now. And, you know, it doesn't have to be lived this way. So the biggest cost to business is loss of productivity, which affects the bottom line. You know, it's all about doing and no recognition for being. So in a sense, there's no place to rest. Business should shift their emphasis from getting more out of people to investing more in them so that they're able to bring more of themselves to work every day. And, you know, by fostering just simple rituals that help employees regularly replenish their energy enables them to build physical, emotional, and mental resilience. You know, when your life force is replenished, you resist every impulse to distraction. You can now focus on one task at a time, even if there are constant demands being made on you. And the more you are absorbed by what you do, the more productive you will be. So time now becomes subjective. Now, how do we make this happen? Well, through the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is simply the practice of choosing to be present. It's a deeply beneficial meditative exercise proven to calm and balance the mind, reduce stress, improve performance, and provide the clarity you need to realize your full human potential. We're all capable of cultivating this mindfulness in our, you know, own lives. All we need to do is slow down, breathe, and pay attention to what matters most. Because let's not forget, breath is life. So in our workplace, this can be done easily right at your desk. It may take you 5 minutes to get into the space at the beginning, and then eventually you can, you know, bring it down to a one-minute session. But when we stop, we take a deep breath, even with our eyes open, and please don't do this while driving. You know, we lock our focus on something on our desk, an item, an object, and from there, we let our breath take us someplace beyond our thoughts, where we are no longer forcing anything anymore. We give ourselves over to something bigger. It could be called intuition, creativity, or awareness. It's what makes everything boundless and infinitely available every moment, no matter what you are doing. This causes our physiology to change. Our breathing is more relaxed. Our minds have more clarity of focus. And now doing comes from a place of awareness, enabling time to be subjective. So it's a choice. It's a choice we make every single day, every moment of the day, as to how we are going to live it. It is our choice. We can live our day with the heavy demands around us. But we just need to make a choice to be present.
You know, this is really the key to so much. You know, this idea of looking at the choices we have in life, and, you know, to take that question of choice and really bring it in to our daily routine practice, whatever you want to call it. But so often we forget that there is one thing that we have that no one can take from us, and that is the freedom to choose, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that I wanted to talk with you a bit about is, you know, this idea of perspective. And the daily grind and how we can change it from one to the other. I think that for so many people, you know, we're in this place that, you know, looks at what we need to do in a day and we forget that we can even stop and breathe. What I would like to do is go to break and when we come back, talk about how we can shift our perspective. You know, from what we're calling clock time, mm-hmm. you know, to and the daily grind, how we can shift that. And what that's going to mean for so many people. I want to just mention to everyone that take a look, go to explorationgratitude.com. You're going to be as amazed as I am every time I go to the website. Check out the boutique. What I'd love to be able to do is go to a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how we shift our perspective. More importantly, how do we shift? How do we get into the flow of life? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Because of you.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you living your life with grace in you? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself each day, using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time, may enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, really easy, go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. It is so great to have Angie and Sylvie joining us here today. Make sure you check out their website, Exploration Gratitude. You know, we're talking about shifting a perspective from clock time to the daily grind, subjective time, so that our days flow a bit more easily. And, you know, Sylvie, I would love for you to address this, and I know that there's something that you have for all of our listeners today.
Yes, and I'm very excited to share this. It's very dear to my heart. You know, we have a very powerful tool to use. Of course, we can choose from several tools, but this one is called the Infusion of Gratitude Meditation, and it's available for free. It's our giveaway, and you can go to our website, to explorationgratitude.com, and this meditation will help us experience increased awareness. It raises our vibration and allows us to create that inner sacred space that Angie was talking about earlier, and which can be called upon at any time when we are flipping from clock time to subjective time and we don't know where to go. So this meditation creates a sense of peace within the body, mind, spirit. And instead of reacting to situations, we are in a position to choose consciously our response. And this is not the same meditation that you experienced last time. Last time was around imagination. It was about 10 minutes. This one creates an energetic shift through the infusion of gratitude, and it's a 20-minute experience. And daily use of this meditation raises definitely the awareness through the five senses, and it welcomes health, creativity, hope, and unlimited abundance into our life. This shift in energy allows infinite possibilities to make new choices. It creates this space that we need to shift our reality instead of being in this daily grind and that we don't know how to move out of it. So we shift this reality and we are able to live the essence of gratitude or our epic life. And now, Dr. Pat, I have something to ask you. Would you like to take on a journey of 30 days with us using this infusion of gratitude meditation every single day and then share how it has transformed your life the next time we are together?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, wow. It's a 20-minute guided meditation. And I'd like to extend this offer to all the listeners as well. Can you imagine the impact in shifting consciousness on this planet over the next 30 days? You know that to create a massive change, it only takes a small amount of committed people. And on our next show, which will be about the sphere of the heart, we would be honored to hear what you have experienced and what our listeners have experienced as well. You know, this is so exciting. I love it. So, Dr. Pat, you are willing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. I'm so happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, who doesn't want to be more in the present? You know, when you think about it, who doesn't want to experience the flow of life?
Yeah.
That, you know, what my friend calls that holy instant. And it's not just about miracles. It's being at such a place of joy, such a place of gratitude, that everything stands still. And, you know, the manifestation of our heart's desires has the opportunity to get into our consciousness. You know, most of the time we're all blocked up, we're all crusted over. You know, the things that we truly want in life, they don't stand a chance of getting to us.
Mm.
So I think what you're asking me, you know, if I would participate so that I can experience the flow and the joy that you are presenting, and I would love to. You just need to tell me how to do it, and I'm there.
Yes. You just go to explorationgratitude.com, and you will see the opt-in box. You just need to put your name and email, and you will receive the link to the MP3 audio meditation. After that, you can put it on your iPod or wherever you want to.
I love it. We've made this so easy for everyone out there. Let's all do it together. You know, I wanted to make sure that we are, you know, all of us understand the importance of what we're talking about here with time. You know, it is the great, what I like to call the great imposter. It is the thing in our lives mm-hmm. where we believe that no time is the life we live, that we could never get time back. And so this idea of how to shift is what we're talking about today. But I wanted to ask each of you as well, you know, what are your final thoughts? I mean, what do we want to say to our listeners so that everyone has this sense of how to create this shift, how to move from one to the other, and what the benefits are? You know, Sylvie, did you want to finish that up? And then, Angie, I'd love for you to chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah, we're going into a time of rebirth with spring and Easter for those who celebrate this holiday. And as Angie said, the Earth Day, which is April 22nd. So this is a great opportunity to have an impact of shifting consciousness during this time using the infusion of gratitude meditation for 30 days. And I personally invite you to join us in this process. It would be a great honor to have you experience this infusion of gratitude meditation. It is a blessing for me. Angie.
Yes. My message to all the listeners as well is to take the first step towards making the choice that can literally change your life forever. You know, it doesn't eliminate the number of tasks we have to do and the number of people that we need to respond to. It simply places us in a place where we can respond to that, to respond to it in a way that your day flows with grace and ease. And it does. It really does. So I personally invite you to join us in this process, to go to our website, to download the infusion of gratitude meditation, to apply it to your day whenever you have those 20 minutes, and you know, watch your life change. You deserve it. Dr. Pat?
Well, I'm telling you that I've already gone to the website and I've already submitted mine to, you know, have this place, this beautiful, beautiful place of experience the flow in everything that we do. You know, one of the things that I did want to talk about is, you know, we talked about the spheres and that this is the sphere of time, you know, and what that means. And, you know, for most people, you know, we're looking at our world and asking ourselves, okay, how do we do this? How do we step into this place of flow? What part does trust have to do and faith have to do with, you know, experiencing this flow, Angie?
You know, Dr. Pat, trust and faith have a lot to do with it, but also, you know, I've stopped wearing a watch. I've stopped wearing
yes.
a watch. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So I tried to look for ways to encourage myself to move further and further away, and it's really about making that choice. And until we don't make that choice, we're going to stay within that dimension of feeling squeezed for time. You know, you're in traffic, and you figure, well, I'm not going to get there. Make a conscious choice to trust and have faith that you will get there, and then stop looking at the time. And as you stop, you're breathing in life. And you will get there. You will get
yeah.
there. I promise you, you will get there. And it's that letting go. And this is probably the most difficult thing that we all have to face. You know, it's become easy, or I shouldn't make it sound that way, but it's very, I'm going to use that word because that's the only word that I can think of right now. It is easy for Sylvie because she has been living this for a very long time, and I am so grateful to be bringing this into my life. So, yes, you know, it's not always easy, but I make that choice because I know I've experienced it. I get a lot more work done it's the same amount of work. It's the same amount of situations going on around me. I just feel that my day is lived in a more easier, graceful. I'm in that flow. I am very focused, and I live with a lot less emotions because I'm very detached from what is happening. And so I can stretch time, and that is so beautiful. And so to all the listeners, you know, it's to make that choice. It's to move out of that comfort zone and say, okay, I'm going to trust and have faith and that I will be guided and I know that things will work out for me.
I love it. I love it. I want to thank you both for joining me here today. What a great way to end the show. Thank you both for all that you do and all that you are.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you to your listeners.
Yeah.
We have the best listeners on the planet. I want to let everybody know if you've missed any part of this at all, you can go back to the drpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com and listen to it in its entirety. So for those of you out there, remember, infuse your life with gratitude. It will never be the same. We'll see you next time on the show.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Are you living your life with grace and ease? How about creating a gratitude time just for yourself each day, using the magnificent power of gratitude combined with your time? May enhance the quality of your life tremendously. The essence of gratitude vibrates at a very high frequency, and by taking time bathing in gratitude each day, you will transform your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and your results like magic. By writing your 5 gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.